Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pico Stanis. This is episode 162, season 7. Today's date is September 12th, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. I have a special episode coming up. I will talk about the 60th anniversary of Family Classics that debuted on September 14th, 1962, hosted by Frasier Thomas. I did a previous podcast episode about Family Classics. I think it was episode 28 around there. And I only talked about it a little bit, but I'm going to elaborate more. I'm going to talk more about the history of the show and its host, Frasier Thomas, and my memories of watching Family Classics on Sundays. It originally aired on Fridays, but I'll get into that. But right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Hawaiian Punch. And here's a commercial from 1979 that features Donnie and Marie Osmond. I remember this one. It's hokey. It's funny. But endearing at the same time. You be the judge. So here they are singing about Hawaiian Punch. Thank you, everyone.
We're gonna go Hawaiian. When you're picking a punch, pick the pick of the punch. Come on and go Hawaiian. Get a rainbow, a taste, luscious luau taste. Come on and go Hawaiian.
Hawaiian Punch drink mix, 7 rainbow flavors.
With vitamin C, pre-sweetened.
Or unsweetened, just add your own sugar.
How'd you like a nice Hawaiian punch?
You drink the pick of the punch. Come on and go Hawaiian. Enjoy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Hawaiian Punch starring Donnie Marie. I remember this commercial very well. Oh, it was very fun. You know, those two are very talented. They sing very well. They had their own variety show, Donnie Marie, that aired on ABC from January 1976 to May 1979. To me, it was a guilty pleasure. I watched the show if I didn't go out with my friends or didn't have any plans. It was on Friday nights, and I liked it, you know. And they had this; they had their brothers on. They did comedy. They had some other singers, and Fred Silverman offered him a show, which coincidentally. He had the idea of Family Classics, so I'll get into that in a second. And they made a movie together, Donnie Marie, called Going Coconuts. I remember this. They advertised this on television, and they played at Fort City Theater in Chicago. And so part of it. I saw most of it, and it reminds me of an old episode of The Monkees. You know, they were involved with a crime, and it was kind of silly. But I admit to some people that I watch the show, Donnie Marie, they think I'm a weirdo or a nerd. Still think that way to this day, but so what? The other thing they did is I'm a little bit of country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. That was when they're famous. So they're still performing. They performed in Vegas for a lot of years together. And they still draw a crowd. They really do. Okay. In the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about the 60th anniversary of Family Classics that aired on WGN-TV Channel 9 in Chicago. It premiered on September 14th, 1962, which in about 2 days on Wednesday, that's the 60th anniversary. And I will play a little promo, a little music, and also... a portion of the beginning and the end of Family Classics. And this is not the entire movie because it'll take up too much time. So it's just an edited part. So Right now, I'm going to talk about the history of the show and my memories of that. And then after that, list not all the movies that, but the movies that played on Family Classics that a lot of people remembered and they were and their favorites. So that'll take up much of the time. It'll be fun. Okay, here we go. So Family Classics, like I said before, premiered on September 14th, 1962. And it was hosted by Fraser Thomas. And he also did Garfield Goose and Friends. And that started in 1952, but not on WGN. It started in WBKB, which is WBBM. Someone emailed me and asked me, why don't you do the 70th anniversary of Garfield Goose? And I said, yeah, I will. But not at the moment, maybe later on this year or next year. And also someone mentioned Ray Rayner. Can you do Ray Rayner Friends? Because he started the show in 1962, which is the 60th anniversary. And I said, sure, I will do that. But I posted a photo, well, actually an ad of Bugs Bunny and Friends. And that premiered a few days ago in 1957. So that was like 65 years ago. But Ray Rayner did not host the show. First, it was Dick Coughlin. I think he spoke on the radio, and then he did that for 5 years, and then Ray Rayner took over. But that aired in the evening at 6:30 in the at 6:30 p.m., and then they moved it in the morning. So we'll see about that. So those two shows I mentioned, Garfield Goose and Friends, and Ray Rayner, I will commemorate them on their anniversaries later on. Should be a lot of fun. Okay. Back to Family Classics. The idea was conceived by Fred Silverman, which I mentioned about Donnie Marie, and he worked at WGN at the time. And he said, why don't we schedule classic family films in the evening than rather at late at night, where, just like when WGN aired a lot of classic movies at night or at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. Sometimes they had the morning movie. You remember that? So he said, why don't we air them in the dinner hour where children can watch? And it's a great idea. And they did that. And they asked Fraser Thomas to host. And he said yes. So he was doing double duty as a host of Garfield Goose and Friends and Family Classics. And when it first aired, the ratings went through the roof. It beat the. It was phenomenal, very successful. And the first movie that aired on September 14, 1962, was The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. And that was an old movie, very old. And I have the ad for that and my video. I'll get to my video in a second. And there were other movies that aired following that also. Then in 1968, they switched days on that. So let's see. I'm going to give you the first date and the movie of that. And here it is. So it was in September, of course, of that. And there we go. Ah, here we are. The first movie that aired was in September 8, 1968, and it was The Adventures of Robin Hood that starred Errol Flynn. Oh, I love that movie. It's I've seen it a couple times on Channel 9, also on TCM, and it was a gorgeous movie. It's a wonderful movie. And then it remained on Sunday nights until it was canceled around 2000. But the funny thing about it, according to the schedule, between 74 and 75, they aired on Sundays and Fridays. So you get two family classics for the price of one. That's great. That's wonderful. I don't know how that came about. I don't know, but they did that. Also, what Fraser Thomas did, he he edited the movies himself because he wanted to see if there were certain scenes that were inappropriate for children. And, you know, that's, you feel cheated in a way, but it was for the best, you know, to see the children. When you, later on, when they were released on video or aired on cable, they were unedited, and you see in its entirely like this. Can't say that word. And, you know, when we were kids, we didn't know about that. And then the show returned 2017, I believe. Yeah, it did that. It returned, but not every Sunday. They didn't do that. And then when Frasier Thomas died in 1985, Roy Leonard took over the host. And then he stayed until the end. And I liked him. He's a nice man. I've heard him on the radio. I've seen him on television. You know, he did reviews of movies and plays in Chicago. Like I said, very nice man. But he wasn't Frasier Thomas. No. It wasn't like that at all. And the theme song of Family Classics was... it was a piece of library music recorded, and it was entitled Movie Scope. And it was written by the man named Dennis Berry, and he was from England. So I'm going to get to my memories of the show. When I first watched Family Classics, it was probably in the early 70s. I lived in the Roseland neighborhood on the south side. We did not have a color TV set. I talked about this on a previous episode of Family Chicagoland Stories. We had like a Zenith. It had with wheels. It was like portable. And that's when I first started watching Family Classics on Sundays. And it was in black and white. I've mentioned that before. And once the show starts, the camera was slowly zooming the set, and it looked like a study, like a den. And there was a painting on the wall, and it was Garfield Goose. He looked like Napoleon. And that was done by Roy Brown, as known as Cookie the Clown, Cookie the Cook. And there was a model sailing ship sitting on top of a shelf. And below there was the books of the titles of the films, and they were repainted like that. So, but on the side of the books, it said Family Classics with Frasier Thomas, but on the cover would be the title of the movie, you know. And once they did that, they showed the title screen, Family Classics with Frasier Thomas. Then they showed the book that was placed like surrounded by satin. And then Frasier Thomas would introduce himself and then he would say what movie is going to be presented. He presented the title of the movie, and he described the plot, of course, nothing to give away. And then before he would say the movie, you say, so if you are quite ready, let us begin. He said that at every episode. You really did. Then they show the movie, and then and then during the commercials, they would show the title of the book, you know, surrounded by satin. But sometimes they would show the bookcase, and they would show all the books that said Family Classics with Frasier Thomas on that. It's kind of neat, like that. Okay, and then at the end. Well, not at the end. During the movie, he would talk about, he would discuss a little trivia about the movie. Also, the actors. I think he did that at times. And then also at the end of the show, he would say, what's coming up on next week? And he would hold the book. And then he placed the book back in the bookcase and told everyone good night. And then they played the end of the theme song, and it's kind of sad. And then they showed the credits, and that was that. So that's how people remembered it. And also myself of watching the shows. And See, so, but when I got, when I moved to the Ashburn neighborhood in 1974, near Brogan High School, we got our first color TV set, and we bought it at Polk Brothers. It was a Zenith, real console, beautiful furniture. There's a picture of me and my mom and my brothers, and we're standing beside the TV, and it was Bozo Circus there in color. So, and then I continued watching Family Classics at times. Sometimes it aired at 3:30, sometimes earlier at 3, sometimes at 4. I think it depends on the ball games, you know, the Chicago Cubs or any, you know, anything like a news bulletin or something, or something delayed, like, or it's like a TV special. But usually it was at 3:30 in the afternoon. Okay. All right, and so I created a video about a couple days ago, and it was for the 60th anniversary, and I compiled ads and music, courtesy of Rick Klein of FuzzyMemories.tv. Thank you very much, Rick. And I put them all together, and it's about 15 minutes long, and I got every from the ads. I think there were one or two that they're the same movie, but most of them were all different. And the music I put is like promos and the theme song of the Family Classics. So if you have not seen it, please go on YouTube under my name, Pete Casanas, or type in the search engine, do Family Classics 60th anniversary. You'll find the movie. I posted it on my social media accounts. You can, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can watch it there, or also my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play a promo for the 1961 movie Francis of Assisi. And this promo aired in 1971. And this is also included in the video. So right now, here is the promo for the movie Francis of Assisi. And it's from WGN-TV Channel 9 in Chicago, from Family Classics. So sit back and enjoy. Thank you, everyone.
This is a story of love. Love that surpasses the sensual. A love that transfigured all whom it touched. This is the story of a young man who has known ecstasy. He has laughed, lifted his voice in song, pleasured away the night. And he has carried the colors of a very beautiful lady into gallant battle.
Family Classics with host Fraser Thomas presents the moving and inspirational story of St. Francis of Assisi tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in color on WGN Television Channel 9.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the promo for the 1961 movie Francis of Assisi. I remember this movie very well. I've seen it once. Yeah, just once. And so the promos were memorable when you watched the show, or when you were watching WGN on Channel 9, even during the evening or day, and they would have a commercial for it. And I remember a couple of promos that stood out the most was Kidnapped, that movie. Treasure Island, also the Canterville Ghost, and of course Christmas Time will be a Christmas Carol. This will be the 1951 version, not the 1938 version. They aired both movies of Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, and you can find some of those promos on YouTube. And it takes me back to my childhood when I watch that. It's beautiful and amazing like that. Okay, before I get started, what movies I'm going to discuss, I'm not going to list all of them because there were so many. I mean, there were like 1,000 episodes. So I'm just going to talk about the movies they played numerous times, and because they were so popular. But so here we go. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about Fraser Thomas a little bit, talk about his biography. And his name was William Fraser Thomas. He was born June 13th, 1918. He was born in a small town, Rushville, Indiana. And he was a magician. You know, he started as that. And then he went into television. And let's see. Then he came to Chicago. And he started a TV show in 1951 called The Fraser Thomas Show. And then it was renamed, then another show. It's the same one, I believe. Yeah, no, it's the same show. And then it was called Petticoat Party. And I remember that I saw a ticket on eBay that had Fraser Thomas' name, and it was the ticket for Petticoat Party. It's amazing. And then on September 29, 1952, Fraser Thomas and Garfield Goose had their own show, and it was called Garfield Goose and Friend, not Garfield Goose and Friends. No. And then they were there for a few years, and then it moved to Channel 9, and then it became Garfield Goose and Friends. And so I will talk about that show on another time, go into more detail. And then, of course, in 1962, he was hired to host Family Classics, and he hosted until he died on April 3rd, 1985. Now, he had a stroke while he was at WGN. I think he did this when he was doing Bozo Circus at the time, and Garfield Goose and Friends ended in 1976, and then the characters and him moved to Bozo Circus in the morning, but then later on the puppets were gone. Okay, and then the set of Family Classics is at the Museum of Broadcasting. It's on 360 North State Street. It's by Kinsey. It's a beautiful building. And, I feel guilty about this. I have never been there yet. I want to go and see it. Maybe someday, I'll take a trip downtown and take a look at it. But the set is there. The chair, the bookcase, the ship, the portrait of Garfield Goose, it is there. So when you go there to visit and view it, you feel like you're on the set with Fraser Thomas. That's kind of cool. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about the movies that aired on Family Classics. And, of course, the first one I mentioned in the beginning of the program was The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. That was the first one. And then the second one was Challenge to Lassie. That came out in 1949. They had a lot of Lassie movies. I remember there was The Son of Lassie. There was one. Let's see what else. Lad a Dog, remember that, So I'll read off the list and then I'll bring up some more Lassie movies. Okay, and one of the movies was Gulliver's Travel. That was a good movie like that. And there was a cartoon series called Hoppity Goes to Town. Yeah, that came out. And there's a promo of that on YouTube. You can check it out. Also, there was My Friend Flicka. There was, they had, of course, The Adventures of Robin Hood, which I mentioned that. That was the first show that switched over from Fridays to Sundays in 1968. They also had The Lone Ranger, The Thief of Baghdad. Also, there was a movie called Snowfire. It was about a horse. And they loved that movie. It was a white horse like that. Also, The Prince and the Pauper. They had The Seahawk from 1940. That's a good movie. And the next movie, which was very memorable, was Tobar the Great from 1954. When I saw the promo of this movie, it was kind of scary to me as a little boy. But then I watched it, and then when you get older and you start watching, you're like, that was nothing. It was a good movie. I liked it. Also, they had Captain Blood. They had that. The Jungle Book. They had the movie, the 1941 movie, They Died With Their Boots On. It was two parts. And this aired on September 27, 1963. And then the second part aired on October 4th, 1963, which is my birthday. And I used to post this ad on when my birthday comes up, which is coming up next month. And I posted that last year. Maybe I'll do it again. So we'll see. Also, they had the other science fiction movies. The Day That the Earth Stood Still. Excuse me. They had Prince Valiant, westerns like Broken Arrow. You know, I mentioned The Lone Ranger before. The Boy and the Pirates from 1960. And let's see. Oh, you know what's funny about this? When President Kennedy got assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, the movie that was going to be that air would be The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe from 1954, but they rescheduled it to February 21st, 1964. So they had TV coverage all day long, but it said on the TV guide, which I have in my possession of that. So that's kind of interesting history of that. Okay, let's see what else. They had one of my favorite movies. They had The Story of Alexander Graham Bell with Don Ameche. Oh, I love that movie. That's great. And let's see what else. Also, they had Destination Moon. That was a science fiction movie. Long John Silver, The Palomino. They had two movies from Clifton Webb. Do you remember Mr. Belvedere? It was Sitting Prairie and Cheaper by the Dozen. Remember that? And let's see what else. Oh, another Lassie movie, The Courage of Lassie, like that. And they played the Shirley Temple movies, The Little Colonel and Wee Willie Winkie. I had that too. And let's see what else. They had The Lost World. They had that. And lots of movies. And let's see. One movie that stood out the most, and a lot of people remember, was the 1960 movie Sink the Bismarck. They loved that movie. I loved it too. And there was a song called Sink the Bismarck, performed by Johnny Horton. You hear this song on the radio all the time. I heard it on the oldie stations in the late 70s and 80s. They still play that. Yeah, it was a very good movie. I liked it a lot. I really did. They also had a Lens Lamp. They did that. Treasure Island from 1934. The Man in the Iron Mask. They had The Kentuckian. They had that from 1955. Buffalo Bill. They play this movie a lot with 1944 with Joel McRae. Also another favorite, The Drums Along the Mohawk from 1939. The Son of Monte Cristo. I like that movie. They had The Inspector General. Another movie we got. Mysterious Island. And that this 1961 movie, that's a classic. Okay, so right now I'm going to play the beginning and end of Family Classics. It's an episode with Mysterious Island. It's just, it'll air a little, like in the beginning of the movie, and Fraser Thomas is speaking. So it is on my video, so you can listen to that, but I'm going to play it here on my podcast. So sit back and enjoy, and here's Fraser Thomas presenting the 1961 movie Mysterious Island on Family Classics. Here we go.
This is WGN Television, Chicago.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Fraser Thomas, here again to welcome you and act as your host for another Sunday presentation of Family Classics. The year is 1865, the last bitter days of the Great Civil War. In a huge observation balloon, some soldiers and a war correspondent are about to make a daring escape from a Confederate prison. But the weird adventures which await them at the end of their stormy flight are straight from the pages of science fiction and Jules Verne's absorbing tale of a mysterious island. So now, if you're quite ready, let us begin. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Sink the Bismarck, the outstanding screen adaptation of C.S. Forrester's great human drama and true adventure. I hope you can be here to see it. Until then, I'm your host, Fraser Thomas, wishing you all a very pleasant evening and good night.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the beginning and the ending of Family Classics that showcased the 1961 movie Mysterious Island. That's a classic movie. That's a classic science fiction movie. And I saw it on TCM, and I noticed there were some parts missing, maybe a couple, not much. And it's not the same. You know, it doesn't have that warm feeling from the TV show. Okay, and so other movies that they had was The Mark of Zorro. Remember that? Journey to the Center of the Earth. Oh, that's great. Also, like I mentioned, Christmas movies, they had A Christmas Carol, but they also aired Miracle on 34th Street from 1947. Oh, I love that movie. That's great. Other ones, The Pied Piper from 1942, Calamity Jane that starred Doris Day from 1953, and let's see what, oh, Smokey, that was the movie with the horse from 1966. Yeah, that was a good one. And let's see what else. So, you know, as I go through the list, they repeat the same ones over and over again, and they did add more. Not much, but there was also The Lion and the Horse from 1952. There was Moby Dick from 1956 with Gregory Peck, I believe. Yeah. And let's see what else. The Fabulous World of Jules Verne. They aired that. Oh, lots of them. Lots of movies. The Song of Bernadette from 1943. They also had Flipper's New Adventure from the TV series Flipper. Do you remember that? They also had Jumbo. That was from 1962. It's about a big elephant. And let's see what else. And they, like I said before, they repeat them all the time. But it didn't matter. People were looking forward. They want to see it. They want to see this. You know, they want to see the movies again. They had Captain Courageous. Oh, another movie, another one they remembered that was their favorite was Boys Town. That starred Spencer Tracy and Mickey Rooney. That's a classic. I remember the promo of this. I loved it. I still watch it from time to time on TCM. And let's see. Also, Mutiny on the Bounty. They had that. They also had the Golden Age of Comedy. And that movie showed clips from silent movies, you know, comedy films like Laurel and Hardy, Max Sennett, The Keystone Cops. I don't think they showed Charlie Chaplin. Maybe they did. I'm not sure. Or Harold Lloyd. I had an ad for that, and I put it in the video. That was cool. I like that. Also, they have David Copperfield from 1935. And also, An Elephant Called Slowly from 1969. Yeah, I remember that. Also, Atlantis, The Lost Continent. That was good. Yeah, I like that one. Also, Hans Christian Andersen from 1952. My Friend Flicka from 1943. And let's see. Lots and lots of movies. Okay. So I guess that's it. I want to go through any more. So if you had a favorite movie, you know, once this podcast is posted, in the comments, you could post your favorite movie if you'd like. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool for me to see all that. To see what was their favorite movies. And some of them had no. So when the show ended in 2000, Roy Leonard was hosting. The last movie that aired was in Christmas, December 25th, and it was Miracle on 34th Street. That was the last one. And then the show returned in 2017. And the movies, and it was hosted by Dean Richards from WGN. And he did a good job. I really liked him. And the movies he played was Scrooge from 1951. That was the first one. And then it returned in the next year in 2018. And it was the 1980 movie Big. I didn't see that. I've seen Big, but not on, it was aired on Thursdays. But the first, when it returned in 2017, it aired on Friday nights, just like it did in 1962. So that's kind of cool. Also, it returned in 2018. Scrooge aired again on Fridays. Then on New Year's Eve, they showed two movies from the Marx Brothers, Duck Soup and Horse Feathers. And that was on Monday. And that was nice. I liked that. Also, they had another Family Classics episode from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World from 1963. And they never showed that originally. You know, that's a long movie, and it's still funny to this day. Also, in 2019, they aired the 1942 movie Holiday Inn. That was a Christmas movie, the start being Crosby. But I believe Dean Richards did not host that. I heard he got injured, and then Steve Sanders, who retired from WGN, hosted the show. He did. He was pretty good. I like that. And also, the last one that aired was 2019. Well, actually, 2020 in January, but that was repeated. And it was two more Marx Brothers movies, Monkey Business and Animal Crackers. And I love the Marx Brothers. And they used to showcase the movies on Channel 9 for many years on New Year's Eve. You know, if you didn't go out or you celebrate at home, you would watch a movie. That is tradition. That is a wonderful tradition. I loved it. It gives me a nice warm feeling. Watching family classics during the Christmas season is beautiful. It's lovely. It's nice. And it gives you a nice warm feeling. It's amazing. We need that today. Because I certainly do like that. Okay, so that's it for this episode. For the 60th anniversary of Family Classics that aired on WGN-TV, Channel 9 in Chicago, hosted by Fraser Thomas, and I discussed my memories of the show, its beginning, and most of the movies that showcased. It's a long list like that. And also you heard the promos, heard a promo of the show, excuse me. And also the beginning and the end of Mysterious Island that aired on WGN on Family Classics. So that is all. And I'm your host, Pete Costanis for Vanished Chicagoland Stories. I hope you enjoyed the episode. It's a little long, but I'm sorry. But, you know, but there was so much to cover. And because it's a special program. And it's a classic program that aired in Chicago. And it's in our memories forever. And I wish it'd come back today. It really would. It'd be great. But television's changed. For the better or for the worse. Okay. I will do another podcast episode soon, probably this week. Once this episode is published, it'll be available wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify. Also, it'll be posted on my YouTube channel, Vanished Chicagoland Stories, and I will also post it on my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog. So whatever is convenient for you or you have time, please listen in. This was a fun episode. I enjoyed it. Okay. So bye-bye for me. Everyone have a great day. And here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. So take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.